Before Eleanor comes up to read from Matthew chapter 7, which you might like to turn to, I'd just like to tell you what Jesus is doing here. Have a look at this picture, if you would. I don't know if you've ever been in a classroom and felt like this. I have the highest regard for teachers. They're some of my favorite people. My daughter's a teacher. They've changed my life. But sometimes in certain lessons, this can happen. Aged 8, I had my first ever cricket lesson. And the teacher tried to tell us the rules of cricket. Lesson 2 was a whole lot better. We played cricket. That was really good. Sometimes in German, I felt like this. Just can't get the vocabulary, the grammar. It's a difficult language. Totally different when I then went to Germany. Bit of a shock, kind of embarrassing. I accidentally told the lovely host of my school exchange friend that I loved her. What I wanted to say was I liked them, namely the chips she'd cooked. And in trying to describe a shooting that had happened near where I lived, I got the word wrong. The same thing can happen in English. We won't go any further there. Don't do that. What Jesus is saying, as I was learning in these lessons, there is a lot of learning by doing. Put it into practice. The reading which we're going to hear in just a moment comes at the end of a classroom session to the disciples. None of them have been looking like this because it's all about real life, how they're called to live. Do try this at home, Jesus is saying, but don't try it on your own. The Sermon on the Mount, it begins in Matthew chapter 5. It's all about real life, and it's real life with Jesus' help. It's real life for all who are saints. The definition of a saint, I suggest, is in the first line of Jesus' sermon. If you've got Matthew 7 open, turn back to Matthew 5. I'll tell you what the first line is. Blessed are those, said Jesus. This is a sermon, a lesson, all about receiving God's blessing. Blessed are those who know their need of God. It's one translation of what Jesus is saying, the other in our Bibles. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of God. Put it into practice, what Jesus is saying, with his help, who is rich in spirit because he is the Holy Spirit. And life will not be like this. It's the greatest adventure, the highest calling that anyone on earth can possibly have, to actually do, to put into practice what Jesus is saying. Tonight, it's Vision Sunday today. I'm going to give us 4 things which Jesus is calling all saints to do. And if you don't go to All Saints Peckham, some of them are for you wherever you are worship. And finally, before we actually hear Eleanor's reading, you received, when you came in, some bubble wrap. And I'd like you to get it out, if you would. Because bubble wrap is something we use to protect stuff that's sent. Is that right? That's what we use it for. And Jesus is sending us. But here's the thing. He's promising his protection. In the 4 things that I'm going to mention, he's promising that he'll go with us. And so after each one, I'm going to invite you, if you wish to pop one of the bubbles on your wrap. Some people love doing this. Maybe you've popped all yours already. But it's a sign of Jesus inviting the disciples back in Matthew chapters 5 to 7 and now at All Saints Peckham in 2019 to come out from the bubbles of comfort that we're in, where we just love to stay safe, possibly. He's saying, trust me and put my words into practice. And he tells his disciples this story, which Eleanor is going to read for us.
So, as Jonathan said, it's Matthew chapter 7. I'm starting at verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law.
So you can see where we're going. You should have received a handout with these four things. Jesus is calling all saints to do. All saints across the world and all saints Peckham. Some very specific things. Number one, can we just go to the next slide? Let's see if I can do this. I rarely achieve technical excellence, and there's another example of it. There we go. CP. This is a whole old thing as opposed to a whole new thing. But in 152 years of All Saints Peckham, we have never planted a church. In the DNA of this church, like churches all over the world, God has been sending out people. From 1867 onwards, that's been the case. In the last 20 years, specific people who we call All Saints around the world have been sent out. That's the title for people who have been called by God to do specific things. Some of them like Pecan just down the road, other individuals who we've had connections with, who've worshipped here, doing God's work all over the world. One group of people from here sent into Brixton Prison every 2 weeks. But for the last 15 months or so, our PCC, that stands for Parochial Church Council, I've had a sense of God calling us to plant a church. Jesus has been doing this for a long time. It's an old thing for him. Just read the book of Acts. And now we believe he wants to do it with us. In case you don't know, here in a nutshell is how it works. That God raises up and identifies a leader who he's gifted. He's anointed. And he sends them to a place to lead a church there. And you can see this in the book of Acts. It's often with a group of others sent out also. Now, here in All Saints Peckham, here's what it looks like specifically. That we believe Jenny has been raised up, and fortunately you do too, to plant a church. And we were thinking last year, if you were here, that the church, the place we could go to, was to join with a church called St. Michael's in New Cross. And because we are people under authority, namely the authority of the diocese, the Southwark Diocese and the Church of England, we are working with them as we were then, asking them, where do you think we should plant? They suggested that. And for different reasons, we realized that that wasn't the right place to go. But since then, we've been exploring another church. Jenny and I, we've both been to church planting days. We didn't look like the earlier picture, pretty bored, because it's just so exciting to hear what God is doing all over the world and all over London, with leaders and people going with leaders to plant churches. It's a blessing to the place where they've been planted, if Jesus is going there. It's also a blessing to the sending church. Here's why it feels, though, kind of risky. You wouldn't do this because you're losing some of your best people, losing people we love, losing their giving, so the sending church is poorer. But Bishop Rick Thorpe, who is like, he's a bishop with responsibility for encouraging the Church of England and the church nationwide, has inspired us and envisioned us with how Jesus blesses church planting. He said that where we're at now in quite advanced conversations with this other church, which we are hoping to plant into, that we should love and shove. That means to love them a lot as God's people and the PCC there, who are meeting in a few days' time to consider this and whether to invite Jenny for an interview to really explore this and to do all we can to shove, to knock at Jesus' door. Say, Jesus, this the church where you're calling us to plant into. And because we're under authority, Archdeacon Alistair has said, don't put in the public domain where this church is to respect their PCC. Pop a bubble if you'd like to. If you think this is a good thing, don't do it if you've never heard about church planting before. One reason for giving you the sheets with this sermon on it is to pray into it, to think about it. There's space on the other side to give us your comments, your questions, your hesitations. Are we really sure Jesus is calling us to do this? The PCC have been talking about it a long time. So, but we love to hear people's questions and thoughts, encouragements and hesitations. One reason we shouldn't hesitate is that Jesus is too small to help us. He isn't. We're encouraged by all he's doing with church planting across the world. I'm popping a bubble for that. Thing number two we feel he's calling us to do. Genius. You might have never heard of site development, but we've been talking about it for years. If there's one thing I feel poor in spirit in, just needing Jesus' help for, it's frankly anything to do with our buildings. But this year I've been convicted, as have others, after years of talking about it, that this side of our church, which runs along Blenheim Grove, is giving the total opposite message that Jesus wants us to give. Did you know 27,397 people pass outside here every day? That's the number who go past on trains, on the platform above, walk past, drive past, or in buses going past. It's 10 million divided by 365. That's what our local statistics tell us. There are 27,397 reasons, I suggest, plus many more, to do something about a front which gives this message, oh, that's an old building, boarded up, and gives glory to the graffiti artists, God bless them, of Peckham. That's what it's giving. And so we've been asking, Jesus, I've been asking, Jesus, what do you want to do to give a message that you are alive and well and at work and doing kingdom stuff? Here's one church picture that inspired us, which has put a glass foyer on the front of its church. Something that could be summed up, I was given this acronym before going to this church called Woodlands in Bristol. I was given from somewhere, and the Holy Spirit was in it, I believe. Do you? A VAR, something that makes Jesus visible, that you can see into, something that is accessible, a space which is 1 foot, 1 footstep away from Blenheim Grove, and something that shows that Jesus is relevant. That's VAR. Imagine, and I'm not an architect, so I don't know how to design it. That's why we're talking on Thursday week. We're interviewing 4 different great architects, seeing if any one of them is God's person to help us design his church frontage. And do a whole lot of other things on the site behind, but this is the initial phase that makes Jesus and his kingdom visible and one step to walk into and relevant. It's the place, for example, where we can welcome people in where there's no welcome visible at the moment. Smiling people. Peckham needs a place of welcome. Secondly, it's a place where our CAP, Christians Against Poverty Ministry, could work. Supremely relevant in Peckham. Be great if it was one step away from where people walk past. It's where about 20 things that I do, at least, every week, hidden away in the old vicarage, which is to your right over there, and the hall behind it. So we're about 20 things that happen there that could happen a whole lot better in a space like that. There's a whole lot of great questions to ask about this. And we've got a team who actually know stuff about buildings, including Vicky, who's an architect, Jane, who does multi-million building projects with the NHS, Gareth, who's chief exec of Habitat for Humanity, Ed, who's into finance. I merely mention them in case you think I'm organizing this thing, which would be extremely worrying. We're talking with gifted people God is using across the country, such as here in Bristol, who actually know some stuff, but who are also poor in spirit because they know that unless Jesus uses their gifts and shows his particular will for All Saints Peckham, we're wasting our time. If the builders building the house aren't doing it with Jesus, who's building his church, they labor in vain. But this is something Jesus is calling us to do. And even if you're not an architect, surely you must know there's something better we could be saying to 27,397 people every day. If something of that is understandable, just pop a bubble. And if it isn't, weigh in. Right down on the other side, I'm going to be hounding people for their feedback on the other side of this. Third thing Jesus calls us to do. Look out. What does that mean? Jesus teaches his disciples in his Sermon on the Mount to be witnesses, which means doing and saying things in daily life that are signs of him. He says, this is how with my help you're going to be like. You're going to be like salt of the kingdom, changing things and people you come into contact with. You're going to be light in the world in dark places. And the disciples, the 12 of them like you and me, you think, well, is this about being more charming? Is it about having the words to say? It's about being more courageous? No, it's being poor in spirit and catching Jesus' passion for the lost, of whom you and I are once, and who you and I are at certain times. Jesus is calling his church and us at All Saints Peckham to put into practice and to lean on his promises. Go into all the world, and I'll be with you. I'd give you one example of what we're doing at the moment. Once a month, a few of us go out parish visiting. We go from door to door. and we ask that Jesus would go with us. Here's a reason why I don't want to do that. I'd prefer not to, because somebody might swear at me, or worse, or it won't go very well. But Jesus is calling us to do this, and here's what we found. We've only been doing it 3 months. On the doorsteps, not every doorstep, but on the doorstep, we meet some people who are actually open to a conversation and who are so glad we've come. And one thing we always ask is, can we pray for you? And some people say, yes, not everybody. Some people say, can you pray for us? And you know what? It's just such an experience of what Jesus meant when he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, because I always go out in fear and trembling and poor in spirit and come back being blessed by this. Now, every day, Jesus wants to give us, give you, give me, opportunities to be a blessing where it's a bit of a risk. It might go wrong, to be salt and light. And he's asking us to pray for these opportunities and to pray as the first Christians did, for the courage to just sow a word of sharing, or to sow, like a farmer sowing seed, sow a seed of caring for someone, doing something which points to Jesus. If you're like me, you can find it the hardest thing. It's like an elephant in the room that we all know we should do evangelism. We think, oh, God, how can we do it? Every week we have babies and toddlers group here. We have after-school club here. We have Christians Against Poverty visits. We have people eating food cycle meals, a community cafe in here. Loads of ways people are coming onto this site. And Jesus is calling us at All Saints Peckham just to look out and to step out in opportunities Jesus is giving. Pop a bubble if you'd like to, if you'd like the courage to step out in one way this week to be salt and light to someone. In September, we're having an intentional week of looking out. We're calling it Lookout Week. Encouraging everyone to do that. Here's the last thing. The fourth thing Jesus is inviting us to do, I believe, is to look across. If you look across the congregation in an evening service or the morning service, you'll see some people of every nation, not every generation, which is a sad thing. Some different educations, some different financial situations. Look across the church, and some people are missing, which Jesus is sad about. Some people who aren't missing, you could be one of them. You're here. I've been in some places, and have you ever been in a place where you don't really feel you belong? Jesus says to me, to you, you belong to his church. We're not so good at living that out. But Jesus wants you and me to do something about that. And that's not just looking across, but you could say it's walking across. To reach out to someone from a different generation or nation or education or financial situation or any other nation to you, and just to get alongside them in some way. Not everybody's in extroverts. Not everybody wears one of these clerical collars. It's a lot easier for me to do that. But there's somebody with a mustard seed of faith Jesus is sending to, could be within this community. To walk across a room, to walk across the aisle in the morning, after the morning service, to walk across the car park, to come alongside someone we don't know who's different. Am I alone? It's really good if someone knows your name. It's really good if someone just shows they care. finish with this, that Jesus is ascending Lord, and he's a Lord who promises to go with us. If you walk across to somebody seeking to bring Jesus to them who you don't know, whether they're inside here or outside here, that is such a blessing to them, and it will be to you. If you get something of that, just pop the final bubble. Jesus, God the Father, Jesus, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, sends a man called Abraham to Canaan and goes with him. He sends Moses to a scary ruler called Pharaoh and goes with him. He sends a guy called Joshua into a land of giants and goes with him. He sends Jonah to a city whose people Jonah doesn't like, but he goes with him. He sends out 12 disciples to go door to door, and he goes with them. He sends out 70 others, and he goes with them. He sends them all as his saints. Not someone who knows a lot about Jesus, but someone who knows Jesus a lot. Because Jesus wants us to experience him, to put into practice what he's asking us to do. He calls you a saint who he loves, who he's died for, who he's risen again for, who he's longing to make a difference to, so that he can make a difference through you. I'm going to finish with this prayer of confession. It's for me, just wear the cap if it fits, of every way our desire to stay comfortable with our own bubble wrap, maybe with our own fears and worries, which Jesus really gets. This prayer of confession is laying them down for the Lord who loves to love us. Lord Jesus, we need you. We need you for every giant in our own lives, whatever that is, for every worry, for every fear. And we need you to give us your vision. You call us all, whoever we are, to belong to your family, which is a family of saints. People who are poor in spirit, who you love to bless and to be a blessing. Lord, we are sorry for everything in your church here that has held us back from being sent out. Whether it's in church planting or any other way you've been sending us. We are sorry for every way we've ignored your call to give you all the glory with our buildings and our site development. And poor in spirit, we ask you to help us now. We ask for you for forgiveness for every way for every way any of us have. Missed people who you put us alongside and we didn't look out for. Maybe we didn't even notice them. And Lord, I am sorry, we are sorry, for any opportunity we miss to walk across the room, the aisle, the street, the church, the car park, to take a step of faith to somebody different from ourselves. Lord Jesus, would you forgive us? Would you make us your church? Thank you that living with you is the most exciting thing to do. It is such a blessed thing to do. But we're poor in spirit. As the worship bands come forwards, we're going to sing this seated. It's a prayer of our confession. And this vision It's something which next week we're going to say how to do this more practically. This, we're asking you to pray into this vision, to weigh into this vision, to give us your thoughts, your questions, your hesitations, your criticisms. We don't mind. But when you get them, we want to hear Jesus in it. And if you hear Jesus in it, we want you to buy into it. For those of us who can, to give money to it. Because no church plants, no site development, no any building of Jesus' church here is going to happen without resources, your resources, my resources, in gifts of money and of time and of buying in. As we sing this song together, we're going to take a collection. If you give in this way on a Sunday evening, then just put into the bowl. Many of us give in other ways. But do this if you'd like to tonight. Lord Jesus, we say we need you. Use us in your service.